Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Touchdown! Yes! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Dolphins fans, how are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. I am your host, Mike, on this Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. We are in the new year, and there is so much to talk about regarding the Miami Dolphins. I almost don't know where to start. The past, you know, pretty much since Sunday night, the news and information regarding the Dolphins has come fast and furious. Obviously, Sunday night, myself and Tom did the post-game wrap-up show. We sort of recapped the 2018 season, talked about the game against the Bills, and we pondered what might happen with head coach Adam Gase, Mike Tannenbaum, Chris Greer. We didn't have any answers. Then Monday morning, the first thing we wake up, pretty much 9:30, the news breaks. Adam Gase is fired. Myself and Tom did a breaking news audio. If you haven't checked that out, check it out. It's on our website. Check out the breaking news audio myself and Tom did on Monday, where we spoke about the Adam Gase firing. You can get all of our thoughts on that. And then after we dropped that, sort of more news broke with the press conference with Chris Greer and Stephen Ross, where, you know, Chris Greer runs the show now for the Miami Dolphins. He has all the power. And this is his baby. Mike Tannenbaum has been reassigned. What that means, we have no idea, but the Miami Dolphins are saying Mike Tannenbaum has no say in the football operations. What his role is technically, nobody really knows, but Chris Greer is the VP, Chris Greer is the GM, Chris Greer will be hiring the next head coach, and essentially, Chris Greer runs the Miami Dolphins, which I cannot be happier about. Chris Greer is a football lifer through and through. His father is a football lifer as well, who has been around the sport forever. And Chris Greer, you know, has a lot of big decisions to make. And that's pretty much what I'm going to be talking about here with this podcast, is what the Miami Dolphins are going to do with their head coach. As of right now, as I am recording this in the wee hours of Wednesday morning, the Miami Dolphins have 6 interviews that they are about to conduct. And let's go over the 6 names and I'll give you my thoughts. And look, this list could grow in the coming days. But as I am recording this right now in the early hours of Wednesday morning, for sure, we have 6 names that the Miami Dolphins will interview. And let's go over them. The first one that Miami will interview, and I'm not sure when they're going to interview these guys. There's only really been one confirmed date, which is Vic Fangio, which let's start with Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio is the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears. He's 60 years old. He'll be 61 by the time next season starts. He's never been a head coach before, but he's a football lifer as well. He's a guy who started his professional coaching career in the USFL, and if for those of you younger listeners who don't know what the USFL is, Google it. And Vic Fangio has been around forever. And everywhere he's gone, his defense has been, you know, very, very good. He's been the defensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers, the Indianapolis Colts, the Houston Texans, San Francisco 49ers. He was the defensive coordinator at Stanford with Jim Harbaugh. And, of course, now with the Chicago Bears, who have one of the best units in the league on that side of the ball. Vic Fangio, in my eyes, is a guy who I would be very happy with if Miami hired him. I'll rank these guys at the end, but he's going to be near the top, if not at the top, of my list of who I'm hoping for. I think Vic Fangio is a guy. Sort of reminds me a little of Mike Zimmer, and that Mike Zimmer was a coordinator for many, many years, or just a well-respected coach in the NFL, but never got that break to be a head coach. And when he did get that break, you know, later in life, about 4 years ago, so he would have been like 58-ish, so roughly around the same age as a Vic Fangio. He got his break a little bit later, you know, has excelled with the Vikings. Have the Vikings won a Super Bowl? No, they haven't. But Mike Zimmer, in the 4 years he's been with the Vikings, has won the NFC North now twice. He's been to an NFC Championship game. So, you know, I think Vic Fangio is sort of cut from that same cloth. The football lifer, he just looks like a football coach. He sounds like a football coach. He's a no-nonsense type of guy. He's, you know, he knows what he's doing. And, you know, you're not going to get the emotional train wreck, Adam Gase, that would, like, one of these younger coaches in their, like, late 30s, early 40s. And Vic Fangio, you're not getting that. You're getting an older guy, a stable guy who, you know, is a football coach. So, and he's meeting with Miami and the Broncos on Monday. So Chicago plays the late game on Sunday against Philly. And he's meeting with the, he'll be meeting with Chris Greer and the Dolphins and John Elway and the Broncos on Monday the 7th, the day after that game. So we'll see what happens. Now look, if Chicago loses Sunday, Vic Fangio is, you know, pretty much free to, you know, start any new job as quickly as possible. If the Chicago Bears win, then, you know, they can announce a hire should one of these teams want him. But he wouldn't be able to obviously start here for a while. And he'd have to do double duty of, you know, trying to put together a staff for his new job, but also still coach the Bears. So that becomes tricky. But, and the other thing with Fangio, you know, he's been offered a lot of interviews. He's only meeting with, as of right now, I believe it's just the Broncos and Dolphins. There might be a third team, but he's not meeting with every team. He's been offered interviews with a lot of teams. He's only meeting with a couple. So he, look, he's an older guy. He's going to be very selective on where he goes. He's not going to just take any job offered his way. He is going to pick the right spot for him. So that's the first one. The second name on the list is Eric Bieniemy, who I think Miami will meet with probably by the end of the week, because he is on his bye week as the Kansas City Chiefs. For those of you who don't know, Eric Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. He is 49 years old and, you know, well-respected, former player in the league, which I think counts for something, former player in the league, because when you have played in this league, I think you get the respect of the current players. I think that comes right away. And he's on his bye, so he'll probably meet with Miami by the end of the week. When, who knows, it could be, they don't have to announce the dates, but it could be today, it could be Thursday, it could be Friday, it could be Saturday, who knows, but Eric Bieniemy will be meeting with the Dolphins. Now, he's meeting with everybody, he's meeting with the Jets, he's meeting with the Broncos. Eric Bieniemy, he's meeting with pretty much everybody. He's a hot name right now. Offensive coach, he would be a first-time head coach. Now, he's only been a coordinator in the NFL ranks for 1 year, which is this year, with the Chiefs, and so, you know, Andy Reid coaching tree there as well, which has been very successful. So Eric Bieniemy is also on the list, and he will be someone who I think Miami will have a lot of interest in as well. Someone else will be getting an interview. A name we know, you know, very well in Miami is Darren Rizzi, the special teams coach who's been here through all the coaching changes. He was here with Tony Sperano. He was here with Joe Philbin. He was here with Adam Gase. He survived everybody, and he will get a chance to interview for the head coaching job. This one I keep an eye on because I think, you know, he's been here forever, and he's someone who, if he can present a case of I want to hire this guy to run my offense and I want to hire this guy to run my defense, you know, could make a case. You know, I know the team, I know what we got, and I think I can do a good job as a head coach. You know, he could sneak this job out and sort of steal this job. I would say steal it because, you know, you don't see special teams coordinators become head coaches often. John Harbaugh is obviously the most famous one, but you don't see it often. But Rizzi is so well respected. His unit has played well for many years in Miami. And, you know, he's been a guy who survived all these coaching changes. He knows what the Miami Dolphins are. He knows what they're about. He knows Chris Greer. I'm sure he could work with Chris Greer. It's just, you know, I don't know. Rizzi, but he will interview for the job. I'm not sure when. I would guess that would be soon as he's an in-house candidate. And, you know, we'll see. We will see about Darren Rizzi. Another name is Mike Munchak, who, look, I don't see this as a fit personally. Mike Munchak, I'm not even ripping him. He was with the Tennessee Titans for 3 years. He went 9-7, 6-10, 7-9. Second, third, and second in the AFC South. 22-26 overall. You know, he's a good, solid coach. 58 years old. So pretty much around the same age as Vic Fangio. He has head coaching experience. So that does give him a little bit of a plus, which is something I actually look for with these candidates. But I don't know. And it's going to be interesting to see where Mike Munchak, but he's meeting with a lot of teams as well. He's meeting with a lot of teams as well. He is highly thought after, well-respected. But to me, I just don't see this as a fit with Miami. I could see this as a perfect fit with a team like the Broncos. I could see this as a fit with even like a team like Tampa Bay. I just don't see it as a fit with the Dolphins. I don't know. I just don't see it as a fit. But Mike Munchak will be meeting with the Miami Dolphins. Another candidate who will be meeting with the Dolphins is Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. Now, you say defensive coordinator loosely because as long as Bill Belichick is with the Patriots, he really is the de facto defensive coordinator. Brian Flores is young, 37 years old. He'll be 38 in February. That's young. And we just came from a very young coach in Adam Gase, and it didn't work out. So this is a guy who's not even 40 years old. He's been a position coach the entire time he's been in the NFL, except for this year. And, you know, this is the one that scares me for a couple reasons. Number one, the assistant coaches that have come from the Patriots in recent years pretty much have not had a lot of success in the NFL. Or with, let me rephrase that. They have not had a lot of success being a head coach on other teams. Mike Vrabel this year, I guess, would be the closest thing to a success. Matt Patricia this year was eh. Charlie Weiss was never, he was never anything big. You had Romeo Crennel, Eric Mangini. You know, nobody really ever hit it big. And Flores would be coming from that same Bill Belichick tree. And I don't know. I mean, he might be a bright young coach. And he's one everyone talks very highly of. He's only coached in New England. So he's not one of these guys who have moved around. Eric Bieniemy, you know, he was with the Vikings, now he's with the Chiefs, he moved around. Vic Fangio was moved around everywhere, you know. So those guys can bring in, you know, experiences from multiple organizations. With Flores, he's coming just from the Patriots. He only knows the Patriots way, and I don't know how that would work. But he will be getting an interview with the Miami Dolphins. Again, they're on a bye week. I'm guessing that interview will happen at one point this week as well, just like with Eric Bieniemy, just because they're on a bye week. The last name, which I will admit this name is a little intriguing to me, is Chris Richard, the coach for the Cowboys, and he came from Seattle before Dallas. He is the defensive backs coach and passing game coordinator right now in Seattle in between 2015 and 2017. He was the defensive coordinator, and before that, he was the defensive backs coach for Seattle. He was there for the Legion of Boom, and Richard Sherman speaks very highly of him and is endorsing him to get a head coaching job. And everything you read about Chris Richard is a guy, and he was a player in Miami for 1 year in 2005, so for a very brief time because he wasn't much of a player, but he's a guy who the players just sort of, they connect with. And, you know, coming from Adam Gase, who obviously had trouble connecting with players, this is a guy who maybe would be a good fit with Miami as he's a guy who does connect with the players, and the players who he coaches, you know, play hard for him. They love him, and they all think very highly of him. This is another guy who has taken a bunch of interviews, meeting with the Jets. I know he's meeting with a bunch of teams as well. Off the top of my head, I don't want to list them all, but he is meeting with a bunch of teams as well. So those are the six names as of right now that Miami is meeting with. This list might grow. Obviously, we don't know what's going on with John Harbaugh. There's been talks that Miami and the Broncos would be interested in possibly trading for him. Harbaugh has a game this week, Sunday at 1 o'clock. And as long as he has his team alive in the playoffs, nothing's going to happen with Harbaugh. So if a team like the Broncos or the Miami Dolphins are interested in, you know, parting with draft capital to get a John Harbaugh, that's going to have to wait until the Ravens lose a game. And even if they lose and are out of it, they might not want to trade him. They might work out whatever differences are happening there, and they might want to keep him, and they might end up signing him to an extension. Who knows? I don't know what's going on up there with the Ravens. It seems very complicated, and it seems a little odd what's going on, but if they do want to move on from him, if they do, it sounds like Miami and the Broncos would be interested, but the time frame on that is a little iffy. And you know what these franchises, they like to sort of get this stuff resolved, you know, as quickly as possible. Each team, of course, wants to do their due diligence and not rush and make a decision. But, you know, within 14 days or so, roughly, these teams like to have this stuff kind of wrapped up. So we'll see. But John Harbaugh's a name out there. Not sure what's going on there. Some of the other hot names out there that don't seem to be on Miami's radar. Mike McCarthy, he's meeting with the Browns and the Jets, I believe. So those are the two teams that he seems to be zeroed in on. He turned down an interview with Arizona. So Mike McCarthy does not seem to be on Miami's radar. And it looks like Mike McCarthy is sort of honing in on teams that have a quarterback. Obviously, Mayfield and Sam Darnold. So that seems to be where he would like to go. Josh McDaniels is meeting with the Packers. So, you know, there might be something there. And also the Browns are very much interested in Josh McDaniels. So we could see something there with him. And that's pretty much it. George Edwards, the defensive coordinator for the Vikings, who have, you know, has been in Miami, you know, for many years in the past, a few different times as well. He's meeting with Tampa Bay. No word on Miami having any interest there. But let's talk about the guys here that the Miami Dolphins do have interest in. And if I had to put off the six guys that we know of that Miami will interview, let's just start there. At the top of my list on this six, I probably put Vic Fangio because, excuse me, because I'm looking for just a football coach. And I think what Miami just went through with Adam Gase was a younger guy, a little bit of an ego, had trouble connecting with players, and just a lot of drama, you know, outside of the just coaching the team. Outside of just coaching drama with, you know, conflict with players, certain guys weren't listening to him, he ran off guys he couldn't get along with. I think with the Vic Fangio, you're not going to get that. You're going to get a man. You're going to get a man. You're not going to get a boy. You're going to get a man here with Vic Fangio. And Vic Fangio, you know, he's been around the block. He's seen it all. He's done it all. And he just wants to coach football. And I think for the Dolphins right now, I think that's kind of what they need on some level. They need a guy who's just X and O's, nuts and bolts, you know, have command of the team. Everyone with the Bears speaks very highly of him. Like I said, they love him. They say, you know, he's so smart. And pretty much everywhere he's been, you know, he's just a well-respected guy. So Vic Fangio, if I had to rank these six, I'd put him number one. Yeah, because that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for a 60-year-old man who's just a football. Like, he looks like a football coach. He sounds like a football coach. I'm looking for that. Number two, Eric Bieniemy. Now, yes, he's a first time. He would be a first-time head coach. He is 50 years old. So once again, this is a man. You're not dealing with some young kid in his late 30s, you know, wet behind the ears. This is a man. You're dealing with a man here. And Eric Bieniemy, I think, is someone who, you know, he's not going to have Pat Mahomes, honestly, you know, obviously, but he is part of an offense that, you know, is today's game. That Chiefs offense with Pat Mahomes, spread it out, throw it, run it. You know, that is, excuse me, my voice is going out from doing all these shows. That is the offense of where the league is going. So I think Eric Bieniemy, you know, if he can then bring in a quality defensive coordinator, maybe a Chuck Pagano, maybe a Todd Bowles, someone along those lines, that might be a nice little 1-2 punch to have as your head coach, and then he goes out and finds a strong defensive coordinator to sort of handle that side of the ball. So he'd be number two. Number three for me is Chris Richard, just because, you know, once again, he's a little bit younger. He's only 39. He'll be 40 in the middle of next year. But unlike Adam Gase, this is a guy who clearly knows how to connect with the modern player. Everyone has said, I mean, all of his former players with Seattle and his guys here with the Cowboys say glowing things about him. We don't hear many negative things about Chris Richard. And I think he's also someone who is, you know, probably humble enough to know, I'm the head coach. I'm not going to run the defense. And he would, you know, have coordinators under him, and he would just be the head coach. And I think, you know, if they had to roll the dice on a younger guy, he would be the younger guy I would like. Fourth, I'd put Rizzi. Look, everyone likes Rizzi. Darren Rizzi's a great man. He's been a great coach for many years in Miami. And, you know, maybe it's time he does get the keys to the castle and let him be the head coach. What we don't know with Rizzi is coordinator-wise what he would do. We have no idea. What type of offensive system would he like to install? Who would be his offensive coordinator? With on defense, I believe he was here when Todd Bowles was here. Maybe he reaches out to someone like Todd Bowles to be his defensive coordinator. Don't know. Possible. But who would he hire as coordinators? What are his philosophies on offense and on defense? So that would be the question with Rizzi. I got him fourth. Fifth, I would put Mike Munchak, although I really don't want Mike Munchak. And sixth, Brian Flores, for the reasons I said before, from the Patriots, only 37 years old. That one scares the hell out of me. It just scares the hell out of me. But, you know, we'll see. These are the six names. From what I'm seeing via email and social media, I think the majority of the Dolphin fans on social media and on the radio shows and stuff, they are sort of falling in love with Vic Fangio. And I hope, you know, you don't get your hearts broken. Look, I like Vic Fangio. He's top of my list, number one. But, you know, if it does not happen, you know, I'm not going to also cry myself to sleep at night. You know, there are some other guys here on this list who would be very capable head coaches. So, you know, don't, you know, get your heart set on one guy here, which it does sound like many Dolphin fans are falling in love with a Vic Fangio. If it doesn't happen, you know, it's okay. You know, it's okay. And the question Fangio is going to have to answer is, like, we know you can handle the defense, but who's going to run your offense and what offensive coordinator can you bring here? Because on the defensive side of the ball, if you look at the Dolphins, they got some young pieces that can really, I think, be quick. That can be fixed quick. You have in the secondary, Xavien Howard, maybe the best corner in football. Bobby McCain, a great slot corner. Rashad Jones, Pro Bowler year after year. Minkah Fitzpatrick, obviously worth his weight in gold and a future superstar. Yes, they need more depth at cornerback, and they need another starting outside cornerback. But those four names alone, you know, that's a pretty good young secondary that you can build upon. Linebacker with Baker and McMillan, you know, they're still rough around the edges, but you got some youth there that you can maybe build upon. The defensive line needs an overhaul start to finish, clearly. But even with the guys that you know are going to be there, like a Vincent Taylor and a Devon Godchow, you got something to start with at least, even though, you know, guys like Hayes and Quinn, they're going to be gone. Wake may be gone. Andre Branch is going to be gone. So that spot, yes, needs to be fixed. But that side of the ball, looking at the secondary and the linebackers, you know, someone like a Vic Fangio, you know, I think he can fix that side of the ball rather quickly. Not in a year. You got to be realistic. Not in a year. But maybe by year two, he could have that side of the ball being, you know, playing at a high level. Not a great, you know, not the highest level, but at a pretty high level, because there's pieces there that you can use as a jumping off point. So the question Fangio is going to have to answer when he meets with the Dolphins is, you know, what's your plans on offense? Who are you going to bring in as an offensive coordinator? What's your philosophy on offense? And I don't know. Nobody knows. He's going to have to answer that question to Chris Greer and Stephen Ross when he meets with those guys. And that's going to be the same thing for Rizzi as well. He's going to have to answer those questions. What's your philosophy on each side of the ball? Who are you looking at to be your coordinators? What's the plan? Someone like Eric Bieniemy, we know the offensive plan. Look at the Chiefs. That's the offense. To him, he's got to answer the other side of the ball about what kind of defense and who he'd be bringing in as a defensive coordinator. So, and then, of course, with the younger guys like Chris Richard and Brian Flores, they're going to have to answer extensive questions like, what are you going to do? Because they are so young and, you know, they don't have a lot of experience like some of these other guys. So those are the names we know about. There might be other names added to this list. Who knows? One name that I'm kind of surprised who isn't getting an interview, as of now at least, is Dan Campbell. He's meeting with the Browns. I think he's meeting with a few teams. Doesn't appear to be getting an interview with Miami Dan Campbell. That's a little bit of a surprise. Other than that, I don't know. Like the Harbaugh brothers, look, we can talk about the Harbaugh brothers, you know, to the cows come home. It seems like Jim might be staying at Michigan. Who knows? John, as I said, who knows? But, you know, we're starting to get some ideas now of what the Miami Dolphins are doing. And we'll be hearing soon. I think two of these interviews are happening this week. I think Flores and Bieniemy will happen this week. Rizzi will probably happen this week as well. Fangio, 100% for sure, is on Monday. So, you know, come Monday, three or four of these interviews are probably going to be done. And we'll see. I'm sure stuff will leak out. Rumors will leak out. And, of course, as soon as new information comes out, we will have it up at our website, DolphinsTalk.com. So I think that's all for today's show. Everyone, be sure to check out our website, DolphinsTalk.com, for all the latest, you know, podcasts and articles and opinion pieces. We got a bunch of new stuff up, as well as videos as well. Check that out. And also be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk. Again, at Dolphins Talk, to get all of my latest up to the second thoughts and opinions as soon as news breaks. And once news breaks on anything big news, obviously we will have a podcast up as quickly as possible, depending on what time of the day the news breaks. And, you know, look, we have many podcasts on this show. We got the same old Dolphin Show, Perfectville. We got the Landon and Jeff Show, Fins Up, Fans Down. We have so many podcasts that, you know, we have everything. We are your one-stop shop for all things Miami Dolphins, especially this offseason. So when news breaks, be sure to run to DolphinsTalk.com. And be sure to subscribe to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast, whether on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. So as soon as a new show is put out there, it comes right to your smart device and you can listen right away. If you want to send me an email, I can be reached at DolphinsTalk1977@gmail.com. That's all the plugs. And everyone, have a great start to your 2019. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.